Welcome today to our interview series with Outstanding Professionals. I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and I'm conducting an interview with Brian Cameron, Professor of Practice and Executive Director for the Center for Enterprise Architecture, Pennsylvania State. Brian is also the founding president of FEPO, the Federation of Enterprise Architecture Professional Organizations, and the EA initiative at Penn State. Brian, you bring a substantial history of significant and considerable contribution to education, research, enterprise architecture, executive thought leadership, and innovation to this interview. We're very fortunate to have you share your many deep insights with our audiences. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the invitation to be with you today, Stephen.
Now, Brian, since we last talked, I understand you are now a new director on the Global Industry Council. Can you talk about that for just a few seconds?
Yes, that's a new appointment. I'm very excited to be part of that group and to be part of the dialogue as they discuss setting international standards for technology education and other professional standards around the world. So I'm very much looking forward to active involvement with that group.
Brian, can you share usable lessons from your recent speaking activities?
Sure. As I believe you know, Stephen, I've been speaking around the globe. So over the last year, I've been invited to speak at the White House Conference Center. I spoke to the Federal Chief Enterprise Architects at the White House Conference Center. I've done presentations for the Federal CIO Council, Department of Homeland Security. I spoke at the World CIO Forum in Shenzhen, China. And I've presented at a number of enterprise architecture conferences with Forrester, Gartner, and a number of private corporate events as well. I actually just returned from speaking to the global EA leadership at Lockheed Martin in Denver. A few months ago, I was in Redmond speaking to a similar group at Microsoft, and I've done a number of webinars as well for companies like Johnson & Johnson, Oracle, Boeing, and others. And the common themes that I see, or the common trends across all of these organizations, is their increased emphasis on enterprise architecture and the issues they're having training and finding enough qualified people with the right skill sets to perform these roles in their organizations. Microsoft, for example, projects over the next 3 to 4 years they'll need 15,000 plus new enterprise architecture professionals globally to keep up with their demand, and they're not sure where they're going to find them. They'll have to use a combination of approaches, trying to develop their own internally, hiring away from other organizations, and then coming to programs like ours at Penn State and trying to hire some of our best and brightest. So it's a trend I see all over the globe, not just in North America.
So, Brian, what do you hope to achieve in your upcoming work?
Over the next year, I hope to, through the efforts within our Center for Enterprise Architecture and the efforts within the Federation of Enterprise Architecture Professional Organizations, we hope to continue the evolution of enterprise architecture into, quote, a real profession. Someday, if we're successful, enterprise architecture will be more of a mainstream academic discipline. It will be thought of more and on par with established professions such as accounting and engineering. And we've got a lot of work to do. And I think we've got some very concrete initiatives planned for the next 1 to 2 years that will be significant steps towards that goal.
What is the current state of FEPO and then your plans for 2012 and 2013?
Well, as I just mentioned, we have a number of major initiatives planned for the next 1 to 2 years within FEPO that we feel are major steps towards the goal of the continued evolution of enterprise architecture into, as I said, a quote, a real profession. So some of these major initiatives. Number one, the FEPO organization continues to gain momentum. We have over 20 member organizations now from around the globe. And we have a very unique community that we're building and a good rapport and trust between our member organizations. Three major initiatives that we have planned for this next year. One is an EA perspective paper. It's really a definitional document for enterprise architecture that will serve as the new entry for enterprise architecture in Wikipedia. FEPO is taking over the editorship for the EA entry in Wikipedia. And as a prelude to assuming that editorship, we're producing what we're calling a perspective document. It'll be the first time 20-odd professional organizations have come together to develop a joint perspective, a joint definition on enterprise architecture. So that'll be a major milestone for the profession. Second initiative, we've heard from organizations from around the globe about the need for guidance on developing internal career paths for enterprise architecture. Right now, there is no real guidance, and organizations are in the process of setting up their career paths, and the career paths, frankly, are all over the board. So we're coming up with a common career path structure that, again, these 20 professional organizations that are part of FIPO will develop and eventually ratify, and this will be a huge step forward in that this is the first time that a group of this nature has gotten together to develop and ratify a career path structure for the field. So the first step will be to develop the structure at a high level, and then over time, over the next year and a half to 2 years, build out the competency sets for the different branches of the structure, as well as role definitions, et cetera. And I've been getting inquiries from around the globe about this. I just talked with Tata Consulting, Johnson & Johnson, and a number of other organizations. So the time is right for this, and again, we're getting tremendous interest in this initiative. Then the third major initiative that we're planning is a partnership with MITRE to revamp and relaunch their Enterprise Architecture Body of Knowledge, which was originally developed in 2003. Again, this will be a substantial international effort, which will be linked to the career path effort, and will also provide a mechanism through FIPO to link this BOC project with all of the other EA-related BOCs that are out there. The data architecture groups have their BOCs, business architecture groups have their BOCs, et cetera. And through this effort, we will be coordinating those BOCs and having communication and handoffs between the different BOCs. So, for example, the MITRE BOC is viewed as being the central BOC in this field, and we will coordinate with the DEMA organization to discuss how deep we go with the data architecture topics in the MITRE BOC, and at what point we then pass off, link over to the DEMA BOC, where they drill down much more deeply in data architecture. So this is a needed coordination, and again, another important milestone in the evolution of the profession.
Outside of the university, what do you have planned for 2012 and 13, and how will the audience benefit?
There's a number of interesting initiatives planned over the next year through the university and outside of the university. Most recently, I've been talking with governments in different parts of the world, and in particular Kazakhstan, about their budding enterprise architecture efforts, and providing some initial advice, consulting on aspects they might want to consider as they make the business case for enterprise architecture and as they structure their enterprise architecture programs. So it's very interesting for me to see the tremendous interest in enterprise architecture from all parts of the world, from developing nations in all corners of the globe and all types of organizations. It's a topic whose time has definitely come.
What do you have planned in your executive program?
We have an executive education partnership with Gartner, and we have a program that we've been doing for several years under the banner of Enterprise Transformation and Integration. It's a unique program in the marketplace, and it's targeted at senior-level executives and talks about enterprise transformational issues, and parts of it focus on the use of enterprise architecture as an enterprise transformational tool. It's been very well received. The next offering is the beginning of December. We're also in discussions with other analyst firms, Forrester and Cutter in particular, about possible executive education collaborations.
How is this work at Pennsylvania State unique and clearly differentiated?
I believe that our Enterprise Architecture Initiative and our Center for Enterprise Architecture are unique globally for many reasons. First and foremost, the large advisory group that we've assembled. We have a who's who's list of organizations from around the world, from many different industries, public and private, and the process by which our programs have been developed in conjunction with this group is unique. I've not seen it done at any other institution. So as a result, I can confidently say our programs are very much in tune with the needs of government and industry, and will continue to be so through the active participation of this advisory group. So I believe that not only are we on the leading edge through the efforts of FIPO as well, we're actually driving the evolution of this profession. So it's a fun place to be, a very interesting point in history in the development of the profession, and I believe our initiatives are playing increasingly a major role in the evolution of the profession.
Since we last talked, do you have any additional stories to share from your work?
I think if I would share any story or anything that I might find surprising or amazing, is the tremendous interest that I'm getting in the topic of enterprise architecture from organizations of all types from around the globe. And I've mentioned this before, but it's really interesting and for me to see developing nations that are embracing enterprise architecture as a transformational tool as they develop their corporations and government agencies, etc. Small and mid-size organizations that you might not normally think of as needing enterprise architecture are looking at establishing enterprise architecture teams. They might be small, but they're in the process of establishing these teams now. So it's just amazing to see the tremendous interest, especially in the last few years, in this area from all corners of the globe.
Brian, you choose the areas. Provide your top predictions for 2013 and their implications and opportunities.
I think one of my top predictions would be, I think I'll give you two. One would be the continued growth and interest of enterprise architecture and the evolution of the field away from its IT roots. So it's not that it won't be important in IT. It will continue to be very important in the IT area. But the impact of enterprise architecture will not be limited any longer just to the IT area. We're seeing more and more organizations expand their enterprise architecture efforts outside of IT to make it true enterprise architecture, not just enterprise IT architecture. And as a result, what we're starting to hear in different organizations, I haven't seen anybody do this yet, but if we make enterprise architecture true enterprise architecture, a true analysis and design across all areas of the organization, then the next logical question is, where should enterprise architecture sit long term? Should it continue to sit under IT as it does in most organizations under the CIO, or should it sit under something such as strategic planning, which seems to make sense to me and many other people in our center? We haven't seen anybody do it yet. I know some of our friends at Gartner have said many of their clients are considering such a move. And when that move occurs, it will require, I believe, a new breed of enterprise architecture professionals. Many, many people in this field grew up in IT, and some have some type of business training. But what we really need going forward are people that understand business and strategy as well or better than they understand enterprise technology. And those people are in very short supply today. There's just not that many of them out there, but that's the new generation, so to speak, that we really need to progress this profession. Also, another prediction would be that as this evolution occurs and as we put more functions into the cloud, outsource more functions, et cetera, the role of the CIO will be more about strategy and architecting and planning. And I think we're going to see more and more of a convergence between the role of the chief architect and the CIO globally. And I think we're starting to see that today.
Now, if you were doing this interview, are there any additional questions that you would ask? And then what would be your answers?
I think the only other question I might ask is, what are the greatest impediments that I see to the continued maturity and evolution of enterprise architecture as a profession? And the answer to that question would be, I see a few factors that could be impediments to the continued evolution. One, and I hear this from organization after organization, is the difficulty in finding people needed for this broader vision of enterprise architecture. As I said, we have a lot of people that grew up in technical roles, and frankly, many of these people that have been in a technical role for many, many years oftentimes can't make that transition into a more strategic role. So oftentimes, promoting within or trying to retrain or educate from within hasn't been successful for many organizations. You will find some people that can make that transition, but many times people can't. So then finding people from the outside, developing this new generation that I spoke of is, I believe, and I hear this from organization after organization, one of the greatest challenges facing this field today to help it evolve from its IT roots. So that's one potential impediment. Another, I think, is that, and FIPO, I believe, over time is going to help with this. The field is very fragmented. There's many different certifications, standard setting groups, et cetera, no one clear leader yet. And, as a result, if FIPO will help provide more of one face and help decrease the fragmentation over time. But there are organizations that are profiting from this fragmentation. And I believe would like to see enterprise architecture remain as a certification only field, not see it evolve into a profession such as accounting and engineering, et cetera. Because when you do that, then you have professional standards set for these areas and there's not room for all the different certifications that we have today. Today, anybody can throw out a shingle and offer a certification in enterprise architecture, and there's really no group out there to say whether that's good, bad, or someplace in the middle. And there's a lot of people making money from this confusion and fragmentation, and those organizations would like to keep things just as they are. So hopefully FIPO and the coming together of the professional organizations that want to see this field progress will overcome all of this and evolve the profession as it should be.
Well, thank you, Brian, and we will continue to follow your significant contributions, and we thank you for sharing your time, wisdom, and accumulated deep insights with our audience.
Well, it's a pleasure being with you, and thank you again for the invitation, Stephen.
I'm Stephen Ibaraki, and this completes our exclusive interview with Brian Cameron, Professor of Practice and Executive Director for the Center of Enterprise Architecture, Pennsylvania State. Brian is also the founding president of FIPO, the Federation of Enterprise Architecture Professional Organizations, and the EA Initiative at Pennsylvania State.